it's Deanne, and I'm back here on RBN, Republic Broadcast. John, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you think of our guest?
Well, you know, we can all brainstorm and try to expand, but like myself, I'm trying to maintain as a farm, and I'm worried about conditions of our future, and I really don't want to say expand. I want to maintain, and compared to other industries and whatnot, yeah, you have to be initiative. You have to be careful to the dollar and all those kind of things. Well, I've done all those things, and it's still not enough. And so it's very frustrating. And to have to brainstorm to, say, close down on what your initial ideas were, maybe it's a point of growth, some people would say, but it's also a point of failure if you're trying to maintain what you are. And if you foresee something changing to where you think the farm industry is going to turn around because we're going to have a shortage of food, it's not like a foolish investment. But if all of a sudden you turn it into, say, a resort or health centers or, you know, housing, it's no longer the farm situation. Now, granted, you can maybe put greenhouse effects and have organic foods and that kind of thing in the same aspect of the housing, which is a possibility. But I don't know. It's just...
Well, it's kind of like this, and it's kind of, you know, I'm not one to talk, but I am kind of one to talk because I've had many businesses over my course of life. And my father, he was in the paper industry. He owned his own publishing company, and towards the end of his life, and he was in the recording industry and various other things. And the thing that I was, trying to bring to you is that sometimes we hold on to things, and we, you know, and I have a problem with that too. You hold on to things very close, and then you get settled into holding on to those things, even though you're at a point that those things might be in an area where you won't be able to hold on to it in the future, not in the same realm. And because we have a world that's changing around us daily, we're in the beginning of a millennium. You know, yeah, the millennium already passed, 2000, but the beginning of a millennium goes for quite a considerable amount of years into the first 10-20 years of the new, era. So in that era, there's a huge amount of change. It's kind of like when the cowboys were out there with the Indians and they had settlements and stuff, and then all of a sudden, bang, it was a big change where they had major cities and people were doing the cowboy thing. People started dressing in suits and going to businesses and they were wrestling, bringing cattle in and stuff. It started changing in the way that it was being handled and done to be more aggressive to a future market. So what I'm saying to you is that you have a farm. You have to look at the equation of, maybe in this market to do a change might be a benefit. And then from that change, you grow with economics, and then you're able to buy more land to have other farms elsewhere that you can do other things with. And, it's just like I met someone at this seminar, and he was talking about this thing down in New Mexico. And he was talking about one of the senators in New Mexico. He's also running for president as well. And anyway, down there, they have a lot of land down there for sale. And land, you can get anywhere from 5 to 10 acres for $15,000. Now, I asked him about the taxes, and taxes are like $2 and something like that. An acre for the whole year. And he was telling me the other advantages. So, land is getting to be more scarce, but then, in buying land elsewhere, there's things that you can do creatively to make another market to move into another realm. So that's what I kind of want to say, and then we'll be right back after this break and get John's response to that. And I didn't forget about the oil thing. We'll be right back.
The the Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back, and it's live here on RBN and the Dan Burley Show. John, you want to respond to what we were talking about before the break?
Well, I have a couple of points, and I don't really want to sound negative, but I also don't want to paint something up different than it is, per se. First off, I built a golf course, a nine-hole golf course. I had like 2-tee effect for each hole, so it was like playing 18, at least on your first shot, because you had a little different positioning and whatnot. And it took me 11 years to build it. And when it got said and done, it came out nice. And for our area, it was, you know, I built something. It took me, like I say, 11 years, and I didn't make big money. But of all the money that I invested, I got my money back, you know, taxes and all that kind of thing. So anyhow, in selling it, I had a lot of my heart and soul built into the business, and I thought, oh, man, you know, this isn't good. You know, I'm not going to like it when I leave. Truth of the matter is I was happy to get away from it when I finally took the dive and sold the property. And what had happened is I developed another business, and trying to develop the golf course, I had to have money to finance it, to build it, and that was the organic farming business. And so I had a chance to buy the farm and get into that. And I enjoyed building the farm and farming it. And but the business has changed. I mean, the way is no longer there. The industry is farming is very, very hard. If you don't take government subsidies, you're probably not able to pay bills, and I'm not one that I like. I really fight taking any government subsidy. And but the other hand, as you read, like in the Idaho Observer here, they had a listing of the reasons why the Roman Empire failed, and one of them was they had outsourced their food. And I see the same things happening for the list that they had. It's exactly what's going on in our country now. So here we have, they're telling us, oh, the price of oil is going to be too high, but they're going to be able to truck it from South America or wherever and bring it to your door cheaper than you can grow it here.
Now,
it's a little redundant.
I want to stop you on that about the farming industry because of something I found out today. And see, my thing has been for as long as I've been now here working in companies and things, is looking at a problem and finding a solution to it. That's what I've done for many of the big corporations I work for over the past and some of the things I've been doing current. I had come up, in fact, with a solution for something that was called NOREBA, which was no interest for, in this case, purchasing homes based on the Sharia and the, what the last speech of Muhammad was. I was doing that for the Islamic community before September 11th. So, again, there's things that you can do, and you can take things that are right here that we deem is not workable and make it workable to make the equation work for people. Now, what you just said about the farming industry to straighten out the matter is getting the farmers together, because this thing I saw today made very much sense to me. If there's a situation where the farmers have to go to get resources from the government, then take the government equation out and look for a new resource for funding. And I found that new resource today, and I made contact with it. So what I would do is I'm going to, you know, try to contact as many farmers as I can, because there is a way that you can go around and create a new funding base where you don't have to go to the government to get aid and assistance. And therefore, then the farmers are self-sufficient. You move them out of the equation. Then you look at the legal aspect in regards to this Montana-based seed thing that you're being forced to do, the seed, one-growth seed pattern. Look at that law and try to change that law to make it in another direction, if not to change that law that they have on the books, but then create another venue in which you don't have to use these so-called organic or genetically modified seedlings that are being forced on the farm market. And then, again, then we can go back to having a growth pattern in the farming industry where we have farmers actually producing the things that they were doing in the beginning, but moving it to a different source. See, everything we look at as a problem is not without a solution. And, you know, the solution might be right there, and, sometimes it's hard to come to the solution, and you might have to do a lot of things to it, but, you know, there are ways and means. Do you feel that way, John, or no?
Well, you know, a lot of times you go right back to the original old ways. You know, we used to have lots of little farms. We used to have lots of little butcher shops. You were able to go locally to buy your fruits and vegetables, per se. You didn't have the variety that we have today. But there was a source of everything that you needed, especially staples were available. But one thing that was quoted back in, I want to say 200 A.D. before Christ died, B.C., and that was, it might have been even like 1400 B.C., the statement was, we try to reorganize and structure ourselves, and we seem to feel better about this or are told to, but then when we get through doing this reorganization, it creates confusion, mayhem, and I'm not quoting it properly, but you're getting the drift of what it said, and disruptive and
well, you have to go through that cycle. It goes on every millennium. Every single millennium that's been recorded in history, there's been the same issue. We go through cycles, and this is something that is not something uncommon that has not happened before. And the people have been hit with the same adversity, but the thing is, again, there are solutions to those matters that have to be looked at and, you know, and put in a proper perspective. Like, for instance, I have a problem right now I'm trying to deal with, which you know about. And my problem right now, if I was not in the health format I'm in right now, I wouldn't be in this set of circumstances. Because, again, you look at a situation and you're able to move that into another direction. But if you have failed health, is another issue that, you know, you have to equate.
It's another negative. It's another negative.
Right. It's a negative to your, you know, equation, because you might not be able to move around and do the things that you would normally do in a very quick space scale to, you know, change a problem into a solution. But, you know, if there are people out there that have good health, you know, like, for instance, we were talking to Jack Wright, and he was saying that five individuals in the last week or two killed themselves over the issue of their homes because they could not figure out any type of solution other than that they were going to be on the street. Now, again, that may be, but the street is not the final solution. It's just that you have to redirect the situation, the equation that you're in, to try to modify it in a situation that you become the winner. And, you know, everything that you have has a basis of something that you can do successfully from it. And that's one of the things that, you know, I didn't get all of this from the Donald Trump meeting. Just don't think I went in there and just said, oh, and absorbed all this stuff. It's just things that I've known, and that's why, you know, I talk to you here. I might not be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a dollarier, or anything like that, a zeroier. Yeah, yeah. But the one thing I did was, you know, back, God, when was that? About maybe 2001. That was the first, second, third time I did this. But I worked on this nonstop, and that was my radio broadcast. Just nonstop, little bits and pieces, just like an artist chiseling at a piece of art, taking clay and modeling it. And I did everything to put together a radio broadcast. And when I put this radio broadcast together, because I'm on multiple stations and various other things I put together, and I put together my bloggers and all this stuff and, you know, the legal aspects and all these other things. I've been putting those things together piece by piece because it was something I not only I wanted to do, but I had a reason to put it together because it was something I was building, which was going to be mine. It was something that is creative, that is something that will help other people in a situation that I knew it was going to come up, which is this crisis we're in now, to open up the airwaves so that people will have the problem, which I've been putting out here, but also to bring out the solution and the truth, and bring the truth in, because with the truth, then there is a resolve to the solution right before your eyes. So it's now my measure to go into creating solutions out of the problem that we have. Because now the mode of mechanism of promoting and allowing people to know what to do is available through the alternative medium. Now, when I came on the alternative medium, it was just the little crest of thing. I've been on alternative media way back when it was a bulletin board. They used to have BBS boards. I was on there, and that was way back when Art Bell used to be on those BBS boards as well. And I've been working in programming and all kinds of things going way, way back, you know, and things. So the issue is that, you know, the equation right now is that I have a running media that goes around the world, and I'm offering it up now as a measure of finding out and taking the problem that people have and creating a solution from it in a broader sense, using people that are there, that have creative energy, to create something different than what is being forced upon us. Now, again, yeah, there's this stuff we're looking at that's really bad. We have the conditions of the huge amounts of taxes, railroad going down, situation of transit authority in Chicago leaving, you know, and going through whatever. But there's things we can do in this crisis to come out of it. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up. Everybody was looking.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. This is Deanne, Late Night with Deanne. And if you want to call me, my number where you can reach me is 630-930-9782. 630-930-9782. During the week, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Also simulcast on Now Live and Blog Talk Radio. We also have a military show at 4 o'clock on Monday. We also 3 o'clock on Monday. I'm sorry. Then we have the Mike Katz Conscious Awareness Hour. He's going to start putting his music out there so you can hear it. And also, if you want to buy it, you can. He's going to have his recordings on. He is a musician. And we're going to also have other people on. We're going to also have prizes. We're planning on having giveaways and trips and things like that. As I said, I'm putting together and creating a broadcast through the broadcast that I'm connected through. And then also within this connection, I promote Truth Radio, RBN, Republic Broadcast, Now Live, and Blog Talk, because again, all of those broadcasts are very important to indie radio. We need to keep everything out, especially folks over here in RBN. We need your help to make sure this station stays up, because we are one and foremost to the truth. Also, John, going back to the seminar and what was there, and I'm going to bring up one other thing, and we're going to change subject unless you want to make another comment here. But in the oil industry, I had talked to this gentleman, and way back in the day, I used to work for Standard Oil. I also worked at Mobil Oil in the corporate offices, in corporate headquarters. But the thing is that in these arenas, a long time ago, my mother used to buy oil options back in the 80s and stuff. She kind of taught me how to go in and get these things and buy them and things like that. So what is going on currently in the oil community is that if you buy into an oil rig or oil well that's going to go up, or you know of certain things like that, these funds that they're looking for investors, you get 100% of your money on return upon investing in this. And then you get residuals on top of it. So once you the initial investment is made, and once the first well is in the ground and is pumping, that's when you get 100% return on your money. And then from that, you also get residuals for all the well oil that they you know, produce, and all of it that sells, you get residuals for investing in. And that was one of the things that was being offered at that seminar. John, what do you think about that?
Well, you want to be careful. It's like playing with the big boys. I'll give you a couple examples.
It is playing with the big boys, and it is a situation, but it does make money. It does make a lot of money, and that's the whole thing. We see, this is the whole thing. We're taught, and like I said earlier in this, we get 20-year-old information, period. Okay, no questions about it. When you hear it on mainstream media, it's usually something that they already have done and it's been there for a while and it's just being reported. Most of the stuff is usually so old you wouldn't believe that people have done, made money off of, and you're at the tail end. So now this new thing with this oil reserve is coming out, and again, like you said, you got to be careful with it, but again, right now, oil, the barrels of oil are going, I think it's $91 a barrel right now. Do you know what the price is, John?
It's pushing $100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one I've got, it's like Southeast, either it's South Energy or Southeast Energy. They're being bought up by like Spanish investors.
Uh-huh.
And their stock and dividends are doing pretty good. Now, in New York State, we had New York State Electric and Gas. And when they first fired up, say, 30 years ago, they gave the average investor a pretty good check. They if you invested with New York State Electric and Gas, they would give you 10% on your money. And this is like 30 years ago, which was really good. And, you know, things grew and things did well. But the history now of what's going on now is that NYSEG has become very cutthroat, even to their own employees. And as far as the 10% on their money of investment that you might have had with them, that no longer is there. I'm not sure what the investment ends are anymore because I got away from it because it wasn't a good investment anymore. And their top CEOs made money, but the personnel were cut to the bare minimum and they weren't paid as well. And same as the insurance industry, it was like top CEOs were making terrific money, but everybody else's wages and stuff were cut. And so anyhow, as the stock market, with like Clinton, he blew it up and it doubled. It went from like 8,600 all the way to like 17,000, I believe. With Bush, it's kicking back down again. You know, I mean, it went... what I want to say, they manipulate the control of the dollars. And in our area, they're drilling gas wells right now. And they'll take a piece of your land, they'll get you so much of the gas that's produced off that land, and they sign a contract with you. And if they can, the lesser they can sign it for, they'll do that to you. It's like the used car dealer. They go to liar school. They don't tell you the whole gamut. So they come in on you with you partially uneducated, and then they snorkel you.
We're
for
going to break. We'll be right back after this break. Call us 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back, and we're here at Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and I'm talking with John about what we can look at and what we can do. We were talking, again before the break, and you were, saying that, about the oil industry, how shaky it is and everything. But again, if it is going to $91 a barrel, it is not going to go down right now. So if it does go up and down, there's two solutions, again, to that, and where people make money, again, and that has to do with not only investing into the oil project itself, but also going into the options market and buying into the oil industry. And if it goes up, if it goes down, it goes sideways, whatever way it goes, as long as it's moving, you make money. If it stays at $91 a share, you don't make any money. That's when you have the problem. But because of what we are seeing right now, economically speaking, in the oil industry, with how they operate, oil is going to go up for right now. So why it is going up, if you have the money to invest, that's where you make a whole lot of money. And then you take that money and invest it in other levels and leverage yourself in a situation where you can have a new beginning. And that's one thing we're missing. Another thing they used to do back in the day when I was at Operation Push, I had gotten a lot of people to come in to Push headquarters, lots of people. I was standing off the rafters there, and I started a stock investment program from there through Merrill Lynch. That what happened was we were buying shares in AT&T and Tribune and every utility that was giving us problems we were buying into. And then with having shares of stock, we had say-so in a way with having a preferred level of stock, that is, and voting and having, leverage to talk to that company in regards to issues. And again, if we, equate to what the problem we have right now, it's not working for what direction we're going in, so we need to redirect what we're doing. Maybe it's time for us to invest in E. Lilly Corporation at high levels. Because, again, if you have the preferred leverage of the stock, and if you have preferred leverage of stock in these other companies, that's when they do have to listen to you. And that's one of the things that I was teaching people back in the 70s to do. And what is your opinion of that, John?
Well, again, the big boys have manipulated to where they've taken the ability to earn money through the stock market in NYSEG, New York State, and they take it, and you have, like, when they drill a gas well, say, on my farm, if I want them to drill a gas well on my farm, then tell me they'll give me so many revenues and whatnot when they pump it. But what they're doing today is they're setting them up, but they're not pumping them. So basically, you're allowing 10 acres of your land to be taken by this corporation in which they're going to give you some of the gas if they ever pump it. But they don't tell you that they're going to just pump it. They're saying it's an investment for the future. And all of them are just being capped. And as I understand, such as like the oil industry, of they'll have a tanker of say Texas oil, but then they'll take it offshore and then they'll bring it back in and say now it's foreign oil. And so now you got the ethics of the oil industry is willing to steal from manipulativeness of saying it was not local oil, it was foreign oil, because they put it on the ship and they shipped it out 100 miles or whatever the limit is, and then brought it back and are able to raise the price enough to make it sufficient to pay the expense of that and make a bigger profit.
But see, on these things that we're talking about, you're talking on a level of the regular people out here in the street. What I'm talking about is taking real people, regular people, and have them invest in as a owner of the businesses that we're having problems with, period. If you have control of those companies and you sit there in a stack, like I was saying before, I know they're pissed with me, and excuse my language, but I go to the meetings here in the county and city hall. I go there. I'm going to go to the next one because something else happened today. And I'm going to make words of this, because the thing is that if you're in their faith, if you own part of what they have, if you own their businesses, if you're involved in it, and there's enough of us out here that are unhappy, and we put money to those businesses, that we have say-so as shareholders. And that is the leverage that you have. If you have leverage there, you can go to the stockholders meeting and say, no, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do this, because we're voting on it. You have voting shares. And that's what we're losing it on, because, again, the big boys, we can be the big boys. We don't have to be in a situation that and equal leverage with people that we consider as being over us. There's no one that's over anyone until you designate those people over you. When you decide that you want to have control of your life is when you look at that person over there and say that, okay, I'm no better and no different than you, and you're no better and different than I am, and then we are both the same type of human beings, and I can move up to your level if I choose to. If you have a mind to, you can. So, again, if we buy stock in these things, like, for instance, Halliburton, these places like Lilly Corporation, these people that are putting these drugs out, put our money to that. Even if you go into share builders at $25 just to get in there, and you buy shares and shares of stock, everybody do this. Not just one, everybody. We have say-so over what they do with the shares, our shares of stock, in regards to how they pick drugs, what they're going to do, how they're going to do business, and blah, blah, blah. And that will take away from the quagmire we have of them having control over us the way that we think they have. And that's the only way. There's only a few methods of ways of doing things. Either through the law, which is not working right now, because again, you know, as everybody knows, they are involved with controlling every economic structure of the law and physical structure of the law. And they are not used in constitution. So what I'm saying is find out what companies they own and buy into those companies. And then if you have the control of those companies, then you're investing into them, and they have to act upon what you say because you have a part in ownership of their corporation if we do it in numbers. Do you understand, or does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes sense. And again,
it has happened.
I agree that you have to, if you're in something, you have to be proactive about it. You have to be working it, and you have to be there to be busy with it, and you have to take the avenues of trying to steer the ship that you're aboard. And whatever means it takes, going to the town board meetings, following up on the quality of products, distribution of products, the whole gambit. You know, the more you get involved, the better the idea of possibly success is there.
Yeah,
but you got the other side of the coin of such as like the Enron employees all had their investment of the Enron Society in our business. And when it got said and done, they were slapped. They were in the steering seat of being in the business and actually running the business. And
it was a different type of ownership and different type of stock. Employee stock is different than the stock I'm talking about, and shares, and there's common shares of stock, there's preferred shares of stock, and there's investment shares of stock that employees have. Now, the only ones that had control of the stock was actually United Airlines employees, and that was done through this creative thing that happened with the bankruptcy court. But normally, if you have shares of stock in a corporation, you have some voting power privilege, but not the same as preferred shares of stock. And that is something I was teaching. I was having classes at Bush headquarters about that in the 70s, because it was very important that people understood how to gain leverage of stock. There was an old movie out called Dirty Rotten Scoundrel or something like that with George Saunders. It was really a good movie, and he showed how he came in and he would take over businesses and make huge amounts of money on the stock market. He became a multimillionaire, but he was a scoundrel, and he did it by manipulating people's businesses, and that's what the big boys do. And Byron, in Florida, are you there, Byron? I'm sorry,
no, it's
in close Virginia?
Enough. I'm in Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm looking at something from my web page that occurred on, it was last year. The chairman of ExxonMobil said there's an abundant supply of oil in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this, I'm looking at the web page, the clip from a newspaper in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
There is no oil shortage.
There isn't.
It's just
there
a big
scam. There is absolutely nothing. That's an oil shortage. There's a huge amount in Alaska. There's oil all over the place. See, people create shortages. A shortage could be put in your mind that there's a shortage. There's not a shortage. And see, what they, a long time ago, this is what they used to do with meat to drive the meat prices up. They used to take herds of cattle and slaughter them and just bury them under the ground in order to say that there was a shortage of meat, and therefore it forced the price up in the market for meat that you brought and sold. And I know this for a fact. But
you
the
know,
thing
I,
is,
I don't doubt that a darn bit. In fact, I have an audio clip. The governor of Alaska in 2005 says there's enough oil there to last the United States 200 years.
Yes, indeed. And there's also this underground oil rig thing I was telling you about that was developed in 1944. That's still underground, and they're still pumping oil all over the world. They have this under ocean. It's called Operation Pluto. So the oil shortage is not there, but the thing is you create a shortage so that you can create more money. And that's what's going on. And the only way that we can empower ourselves in this is to invest in what they have. Because, again, if you're over in their equation, they don't like that. Because then you're over there where they're making money. And you're also, at this point, have control over shares of stock where you can vote in what they can and can't do. Imagine if you have a close, you know, like, for instance, everybody listening to this broadcast, if we all got together and put together like $25 and put it into a pool of money, investment pool. Had somebody else outside, not me, somebody else I talked to today, handle the money, have them go invest it into certain businesses or whatever. We would have control of certain levels of stock, and we have leverage. And what can be done and what cannot be done. Imagine having leverage over Mobil Oil and having them, you know, say, okay, well, we're going to charge at the pump so-and-so dollars, but the city and state's charging us this much tax. Then what we would do is the stockholders will say, well, okay, well, maybe we need to make another agreement with that state. We're not going to put our oil in that state unless they lower the tax, because we are not going to allow this oil to go in there because we have integrity, and we want to make sure that the people can afford what is being placed before them in oil. Now, the oil, like John said, itself is not the thing that's the great cost. The major cost of what we're being hit with is the tax on the oil. The city, the state, the municipal tax, every type of tax you can imagine is hit on the oil. And the oil is then driven from like a dollar or two a gallon, which they buy in the city and state wholesale. It's driven up to almost $4 a gallon based on taxes that the city and the government and the state that you live in apply to that. Am I not right, John? Or?
Well, the state bid in New York State is approximately $1.25 per gallon of fuel, and the price of fuel oil and gasoline here is about $3. And I did get a receipt that I had to really work at to get a receipt with our tax on it. And it came out to be $1.28 for kerosene, and was the price of the at the pump. Then the tax, it was like $2.87, I think, was the price of the total fuel with the tax. And so anyhow, when it gets said and done, it's very manipulated. A couple things I'm hearing now, or actually a couple things from like a couple years ago, when we have the cold in the wintertime, down south, they raise the price of oil because, oh, we got a crunch where everybody's using the oil up north, so they raise the price because there's a shortage, and there is no shortage. Actually, as it gets cooler down south, some of the energy consumption has actually dropped. They might not even make as much oil because it's not as needed as much, but then they make this false deal up in the east or whatever up north, and they raise your price. Now, there's people that are working the oil industry that are getting laid off because the fuel oil tanks are full. They can't make any more, so they're laying off people because it's a matter of production. And even though they're crying poverty and they have no oil, the tanks are full.
Excuse me a second. Are you people aware that the Japanese have a water-fueled automobile on the street?
Yes.
You know about that?
Yes, I know about that. Mm-hmm.
I have a clip from a Japanese news broadcast showing that car.
Yeah, they have that. Honda and Toyota have solar panel-driven cars. They also have both the solar and also a regular gas base so that you can conserve on energy, and they won't allow them in this country. There's only a few that come here, and you have to special order them. And I went to the car industry to find out about it, to try to market it here, and I went to a quagmire. But the thing is that the whole issue is there's down in Mexico, by the way, that they have an electric car that they're marketing right now and should be available next year. So the whole thing is that there are cars out here, alternative energy for homes, various other things are out here. Now, who is at fault in this? Now, let's go back to the oil thing. John was saying for kerosene, it's $1.20-some-odd for kerosene. Gasoline, I know, it's about $1.90-some when it's wholesaled into your state, wherever it is, your city, state, wherever you're located. It's $1.97 somewhere in that area. So they whop on close to $2, $3 in tax on that. Now, again, the oil industry is selling wholesale to that state, a dollar and some, something worth of tax. Now, the state, which is a non-for-profit entity, is turning around making a profit off of you by charging extraordinary amounts of tax. Now, again, the say-so of that tax should be lying on the public itself. That's why they hate me. That's why I'm being targeted and stuff, because, see, I worked in these realms, and I know what they do as far as wholesale and retail and all these things. And this is the reason why we're in this quagmire, because, see, we don't understand, first of all, we don't understand corporations. We don't understand wholesale, retail. Value, you know, if we understand those
things. We don't understand lying either.
Pardon?
We don't understand lying either.
Yes, we don't understand lying. But the lying is there. This is what they do. They. The thing is that we have liars out here, so what we need to do is redirect the lie. And there's ways that we need to do it. But again, if we could correct all of ourselves as consumers and work together on this, we won't have to go through this craziness. Again, the election's coming up real soon. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. We're here and we're talking with Byron. Byron, did you have another question?
I want to make a statement. I have videos of six automobiles that burn water for fuel on my website. Would you like to know?
Can you give your website out here?
Sure. It's Byron, BYRONWINE.com. You need to look down in number 13-V.
Mm-hmm.
There are 6 automobiles that burn water for fuel, an electrical power generator that burns water for fuel, and a man has discovered how to burn salt water for fuel.
And you know how, you know, we talk about the ecology and the situation of erosion and atmosphere and stuff. You think how clean that would be just to have water-operated engines and operated devices like that. We would the air pollution level would be stabilized. I would think out of that, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. One of the videos shows 3 people in a closed room breathing the exhaust from an electric generator running on water.
Mm-hmm. So are they selling it anywhere that you know of?
Well, their plant blew up. Strange that that might happen.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No.
See, that's the whole issue. See, we need to start rallying around folks that are doing these things because, again, people that have money want to keep their money. So if they see something that's a threat coming into their money pool, then immediately that thing can be, you know, and that's a whole nother broadcast, you know, how corporations, big people in these other levels hire people. I know of a firm that's in London that would come around and, you know, dash a whole company, scandalize it, and set people up, you know, set up their wives or husbands in scandal and stuff. I mean, there's big business in it, making money. And see, we're not at understanding the levels of scoundrelous, whatever you want to call it, that these people are capable of doing to keep these businesses and corporations alive so they can keep all this money coming in. And I thank you for sharing
that.
I'd
like to give a quick comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Have you heard of Slim Sperling and his water frequency it's the frequency of water that he harmonizes through a positive charged brass rings? And he can shoot it out like 15 miles, and the water is a super saturator, and so it can neutralize like tornadoes and hurricanes. It makes the plants absorb better. It also neutralizes air pollution, and it helps your health because it balances the electromagnetic rays of the area and puts you into balance with water, which basically we are.
I haven't. May I have that name again? I'll look it
up. Slim, S-L-I-M. Mm-hmm. Sperling, Sperling .com.
Okay.
And anyhow, it would be a very good marriage of just putting that information together. And, you know, exactly what you're doing. I love your website. I've been there. I copy off a lot of the material and hand it out all over the place. And, you know, that's one of the best selling points of just producing information for alternate information that people hate to receive. I actually had a state trooper pull me over in a DOT check on my tractor trailer, and it's like I'm a labeled person. They're not supposed to talk to me other than just do business. And I tell him, I said, hey, you want some paperwork on free information? And it's like, he's like, and they said, okay. So I'm able to hand him that, and then he gets the 9/11 information and everything else alongside of it.
Well, hey, and thank you, Roger, for calling in. Please call again. We're going to break. We have another caller when we come back. 800-313-9443.
With